Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You're listening to Dad Crossing. That's right, this is Dad Crossing, a podcast about animals and parenting. We break down the Animal Crossing Direct from October 15th, giving our thoughts and what we will be eager to try most. So Sean, give us that sweet, sweet Dad Crossing music.
Well.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm so excited about this update. It is unreal. I haven't shut up about it to Lindsay for the last couple of days. I've been like, oh yeah, when it comes out, they're doing this and they've got this and we have to do this. And it's like, we've had to start Dad Crossing again because like the whole of the Discord community were like, we need to come back because there's so much. And we were like, yeah, okay, we're back.
That's right,
so, man. I am so happy to be doing this again. I'm excited to get back into the game. So yeah.
Yeah. Is it enough to bring Lindsay back in?
Probably not, no.
No, no? Okay, I just wondered.
she's got so much going on. It's unreal with, like, she's got so much going on with the PGC still and teaching that she just, any spare time that we do have now together, she's usually using the laptop to do some kind of assignment or, like, lesson
gotcha.
Plan.
So. Yeah, no, totally makes sense.
I won't get bothered as much when she's busy doing all that. I can do as much Animal Crossing as I want. I can even use the TV.
What? The TV? Shut the front door. So AC Direct, man, we reacted, thanks to the dads for giving us their channel so we could just go crazy on it. Reacted to this. But we had time to sit down and actually watch it a couple more times because I was exhausted by the end of this thing, man. I'm not going to lie. I was like, oh, stop giving me information. I can't handle it.
you were like talking loads and I must have just been sat there the whole time like that.
Yeah,
amazing. Jaw to the floor. Absolutely. Like, this is ace. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. So let's just jump right in. They started with what we knew. They started with Brewster. We can see island residents. You can use amiibo cards to get whoever you want there. And you can have your friends drink coffee with you. What did you think about
like, they kind of hinted at Brewster in the Nintendo Direct, like, previous to, to this Direct. And I was like, I'm really excited. So, oh yeah, the new part of the museum, the like stuff to do. We're like, this is amazing. And then that was it. That was like, oh yeah, you can sit down and have coffee. You know, Isabel and the Nooks and stuff like that will come in. But that's it. That's it. That's it. Done. Right, move on. Let's go. And I was like, so they teased this bit, and I thought this was going to be an amazing part. And then they went on for the rest of the Direct. And I was like, oh my god, I know why.
Yeah, you could not be more right. This was the biggest news and the lamest news all at the same time. It was like, oh, yeah, it's Brewster. Oh, okay. So I'll be interested to see if you can do something. You used to be able to work at his cafe. I'm hoping there's little tidbits here that we just don't know about yet. Because I don't know. I just would like to see a little bit more. Not that there's not a crud ton now to do in this thing that we'll get to, but I'd like to see a bit more.
I think if you're going to bring the work thing into it, because they've already got the work aspect in with what we're going to talk about later with the DLC. I don't think you're going to get that straight away, but obviously it opens the door to many different things.
Yeah. Yeah. You're 100% right. Our good friend, former co-host, Dan is gotta be just over the moon that Cap'n is back introduced in this game. That Doc finally got used. How many episodes did we talk about that Doc had to have another use? Like, so many episodes.
And I spent ages making a patterned, looking like a nice woolen rug with all the tassels to go on that dock, because that's got like a little tent and everything. So I now need to get rid of that. That was like,
that's true,
a good 2 hours work gone.
You might want to do that. You might want to do that before the DLC comes, because I wonder if they're just going to be like, nope, this can't be here anymore. It's just like not there.
I'll leave it. And what I'll do is I'll do a little screen recording of me stood next to it. And then once I've done the DLC, I'll do a separate one and kind of chain it together.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they handle that, because you're right. But I guess you can put stuff in front of Red. So I don't know. It'll probably just sit there and you'll have to move it if you want to go to see Cap'n. Yeah. So for 1,000 Nook Miles, you can go to Hidden Gem Islands with Mysterious Flora. They were very happy about this flora. They talked about it a lot. They showed it off a bunch. It's kind of it glows in the dark. It does look pretty cool. But and then there are vines you can climb, which you saw him take them down from the hill, from the cliff. I'm guessing you can take them with you. And you can have, and you might come to different seasons, time of day. I don't know. Were you super enthralled?
Yes, because it means that you don't have to wait all year round to potentially capture bugs or fish.
That's true.
If the bugs and fish correspond with the hemisphere and the time of day that you're in and stuff like that, that'll be crap. Basically, when it comes out, it'll be winter time. So if you've got that segment of bugs and fish that you can only catch in that period of time in the northern hemisphere, but in the southern hemisphere it's different seasons and so on and so forth. If the bugs change depending on what season you're going to, I'll be really happy. If it doesn't, then that's kind of like a bit late.
Yeah,
and they could have done a bit more with it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I kind of scratched my head a little bit. The difference between this and Nook Mile Tours is really exactly what you're saying, I guess, is just that you might come to different seasons. Seasons and time of day they talked about.
It's a bit more sporadic, because with the Nook Mile Tours, it was kind of like sometimes you'd have somebody on the island there waiting, sometimes you wouldn't. Sometimes you'd get like bamboo, sometimes you wouldn't. Sometimes you'd have like an island that doesn't spawn any bugs, sometimes you would. So I'm wondering if it's going to be the same. Like, it'll just be a random island every time and there'll be no pattern to it.
Well, actually, now that you're talking, I wonder if it'll be, you're talking about that, I wonder if it'll be really procedurally generated. So, I mean, it is random. Like we knew the Nook Mile Tours were random, but we also knew there was a set of, 12 islands. So when you flew in, you knew that it would be one of those 12 islands, and you could usually spot which island you were on immediately. So I wonder if this one will be like 100% procedurally generated, to where it's like you go there and it the game just literally creates whatever by the roll of dice. So
yeah, I'd hope so, because you don't really want to fall into that pattern of, I've been to this island already, I know it's going to be pretty done, and I can't get anything else that I need from it, and you've lost 1,000 Nook Miles.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what... that's what kind of had me stop going to Nook Mile Tours, because it was like, okay, I know what this is. And so, I mean, there were a couple days where I just needed like bamboo or I just wanted to hunt sharks, where I flew back and forth just to see if I could get that specific island. So yeah, that'll be interesting. Go ahead, sir.
I was going to say the next island on the list of things is Harve's Island. And I'm really excited for this. This is the one where when we did our little prediction episode,
you called it.
I was like, yep, they need something a little bit like New Leaf. There was a complete different section, like a little town where you could buy different stuff. And they have gone and done it. So you drop onto the island and you were to help Harriet, which is like, she's the island representative. And she kind of like, at the back of where Harve's place was, which is where you used to go and take all your photos if you went and took photos. I never did.
I only did it for the anniversary I got. Yeah.
So they've opened the gates at the side of Harve's Island, and it opens up to a complete flat area of absolute nothing. And you've got to kind of like help Harriet build these shops. So I'm assuming you're going to have to a bit like when you originally start your island, you'll have to go and like, this one needs this much wood, this much iron, this much like variants of different materials. Mm. And then
I kind of forgot about that, to be honest. Yeah. I was thinking it was just going to be like money or Nook Mile tickets. But yeah, that's right. That's really cool. Man, now you're going to make me start cutting down trees, make sure I got enough resources.
Exactly. So, and then we're going to be able to see like a permanent place for Sahara, who, you know, get all your exotic rugs and floors and walls off, which have they kind of retired now? Because you, with the update, you can kind of make all your own personal patterns for walls and stuff like that. So they kind of retired her a little bit because people are just going to be making all kinds of crazy different walls anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be able to use the little console inside. I can't speak because I'm so bored. Inside the Able Sisters go to other people, like, other creators' pages to like download the like their designs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But then, we're going to see a place for Red. We're going to see Kix, who gives you all those cool, like, trendy-looking outfits. I don't know who the Sloth is. But so there's characters here that then I can tail off. I kind of tail off here.
I meant to look this. This tells you, I won't lie, this tells you how long it's been. What is the Sloth's name? Why can I not remember? I feel really bad. I could not remember the Sloth's name, so I was just like, Sloth. and it was late last night, so I'm very sorry. I'm trying to look that up. But
so, yeah, I mean, you got really Leaf. Excited for Katarina.
His name is Leaf. That's what it is. I could not think of his name for the life of me.
You could have put Plant and Seeds Guy. I'd have got it.
Yeah.
And then there's Katarina and Tortimer. And I mean, you got really excited about these two characters reappearing.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't have enough history with Animal Crossing to know what, like, how big they were.
So, I mean, Katarina wasn't super big, but she was a fun character. You could go and you would either pay money or I think it was money, and you would get your fortune told. And your fortune, in previous games at least, and your fortune might be something like, you will see many bells today. And so you shake trees and trees would drop money, like more than like 100 bells. Like they would drop like 1,000 bells or something like that. And then there'd be other things where it'd be like, you're clumsy today. And so like then for the whole day you'd be running and then periodically you would just like fall down and you'd be like, oh, okay. And so like they weren't always good fortunes, but it was super fun. Like I just always thought it was fun to go there and get those.
And New Horizons has that fall down technique in it. It's in there because if you wear the golden heads, like the big golden head statue, and remember that, you fall over. So it might be interesting that they might bring that back.
Yeah, for sure. And then Tortimer, I want to see what he does. I really hope he does something more than in the video they were showing him, like giving like advice, like your elderly advice. But I'm hoping he does more than that, because that'll be a little disappointing. But Tortimer's back, and that's really exciting to me. I mean, I loved that guy. He was the mayor in the first one, and the first couple, I think, actually. And so, I'm excited to see what they do with him. Do we think... somebody said they thought they spotted new paintings. I didn't see one, but I could be wrong. Do we think there's going to be new paintings, rugs, shoes? Do we think we're getting new items like that?
Did you completed the museum? So
this is true. I did.
Is there?
Don't make me go back. Dang it. Don't make me go back.
Is there room in the art section in the museum for new paintings?
Not at the moment, but that doesn't mean it might not upgrade.
Yeah.
So,
true.
Or update.
Sorry, it's speculation, but yeah, there could be. Why not? Mm-hmm. As for new rugs and shoes, definitely. They've had plenty of time to make new stuff. So, and they need to.
For sure.
Yeah. And you're going to get the wedding couple. So you've got Reese and Cyrus there that will give you the ability to customized furniture that you can't customize on your own island, so that's quite nice.
Nook Mile furniture, so that'll be for like lighthouses and stuff like that. That'll be cool. Yep.
If I can change the color of that like tall silo looking thing, because I'd be really happy because I could quite happily use that as part of my farming area that I'm going to make.
I gotta make a farming area. We'll get to that in a second. Harriet's going to teach you 11. Harriet will cut your hair, but it also later says that she will just teach you 11 new haircuts. So I don't think you, once she teaches you, you're not going to have to go to her to get your haircut.
No. And I'm not fussed about the haircuts. So my guy's bald. I'm bald. I kind of run around the island. If I could have more good looking hats, that's where probably I'd be happy.
There you go. They did. We'll talk about a polishing technique for furniture. So maybe they brought that to haircuts so you can polish your head and it'll sparkle or something like it did for the furniture. I don't know. So hopefully they did something for you. Do now, the next one, because you're more excited about this than I am.
Yeah,
do this.
I like the fact that they're bringing this in. Like, if they might even. Could they bring in the Ring Fit? This is the bit where I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Is how we're going to see Animal Crossing does like yoga style fitness with the Ring Fit, because they've got you marching on the spot and they've got the use of motion controls to kind of like make you move. But if you're really lazy, you can use buttons.
I raise my hand.
Can be done with friends. So this kind of then drops into the I don't know if you want to call it that we called it, but this is a multiplayer function.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
So we
that's
called right. the being a multiplayer
We called it,
function.
Dang it.
We were hoping it would be some kind of sporting thing, but no, you yeah. can kind of dance with your friend. So
mm-hmm. It's like Just Dance Animal Crossing.
And I think the only reason why they've given us this is it gives that kind of fourth wall style thing. So it's a bit outside the box. It's a bit different. It makes you get moving with the game. It kind of gives you an aspect where it's a different way to play the game. That's the only reason why I think they can be doing this, other than entranceway to people that have got the Ring Fit being able to do, like, because we've got the yoga poses, so there's nothing stopping them from doing the yoga style stuff with the Ring Fit and motion controls.
I never in a million years thought about the Ring Fit, but that would be really cool. I mean, it really would. They don't use that thing for much else other than that one game that they released. So, I mean, I really thought there was going to be like Mario Kart, all kinds of integrations, but there never was. So that would be cool. My first thought was, well, what's the reason to do this? That was my thought. Why am I going to do this? You're going to have to give me something. Like, I'm not going to run out there in the morning and do exercises unless you give me something to do this. No offense.
Yeah. So, yeah, you might get.
Yeah.
This might be an up miles achievement that you've got to do it so many times.
Oh, dang it. You got me then. I'm in. I will stretch all day long. Island ordinances. So they showed off four. Early Bird, Night Owl, Bell Bloom, and Beautiful. You can go to Isabel and enact an ordinance. Early Bird and Night Owl force, you're a real jerk, they force your animals to get up early or stay up late to accommodate your schedule, which I think is really funny.
See, but I never had an issue with this. I never had an issue with not being able to get a villager, like, while they're out and about. So don't know what the need for this is.
So the only time this came into play with me was when I was on my hunt for Nook Mile achievements. One of those Nook Mile achievements was talk to all of your animals in the day or in one day. And you had to do it for like a month, basically, to get the top achievement. And it was a problem because some animals do come out in the morning or come out at night. And so, like, it was like I would come out in the morning and there would always be one or two animals that, like, at 9 o'clock, if I was playing at 9 or 8
we're
or whatever.
Sleeping.
Yeah, we're still sleeping. And so then I would have to come out again at night and try it again. So that was the only time, though, when I was just hunting for that Nook Mile achievement that was a thing. What do we think the Bell Bloom and Beautiful ordinances are going
to
do?
Beautiful, I have a feeling, could be to do with them how they dress. So they're going to wear like the more fancier outfits.
I never thought about that.
Bell Bloom, I have no idea. That, I mean, is it going to be to do with the plants more? I don't know.
Yeah, Bell Bloom. So, like, are you going to get more bells out of trees or... I don't know. I'm interested, though. I'm interested in that. I'm also interested in what if they'll add new ones. I mean, there's a lot of stuff they could do there. So I think that's cool. Construction. They moved on to construction. I said new forms. This isn't the right way to say this. You can make your house look many different things now. So like you can make it look like a Japanese style home. They've added a lot of those where you go to Nook and you get to choose however you want to make it look. Most importantly, though,
moving on swiftly.
Yeah. Who cares about that? I'm happy for all you people who do. Most importantly, they've added 3 new storage expansions, up to 5,000 items, which I need, by the way. I'm maxed out, so I got my 2,400. So I'm in on 5,000 items. Give it to me. I'm all for it. I was actually trying to wean out the ones that I could get off of the Nook catalog before I stopped playing. So I'm all for it.
I wonder how much that's going to be, though, because it was quite expensive for the last upgrade. So,
well, yeah. that's a good topic all around, because I mean, we haven't got to them yet, except to talk about Cap'n. But yeah, so it is important to know that wasn't this one, was it? I'm confused now. I'm getting myself confused. No. It's the next one where we talk about decorating options. But we're getting into the section where all this stuff needs the licenses, or however the stuff you bought when to do construction. So if you don't have Nook Mile ticket or Nook Miles, or you're low on Nook Miles and you want to like really dig into this stuff day one, you might want to start finding a way to get some Nook Miles, because there's a cooking license, there's a pro license, there's a camera license, there's all these different licenses, and I'm fairly certain it looked to me like they're all hidden behind Nook Miles. So you got to get the Nook Miles to get them.
And one of the best ways to get your Nook Miles, if you haven't already, is just to travel to different people's islands. So if you've still got friends and family that play this game quite often, have them over, go to their island, backwards and forth. Every time you do that, I think you got like 200 or 300 Nook Miles, something like that.
I didn't even know about this.
Every time you like came back from somebody's island, it used to rack up a couple of Nook Miles.
Huh. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. So do that. But yeah, if you're low on Nook Miles and you want to jump in day one, rectify that. I don't know. Anyways, cooking.
Yep.
The long rumored cooking. I feel like it's been forever.
We kind of hinted at this last year. This time last year, the Halloween update, when we were like, oh yeah, we can, it'd be really cool that once you've grown your pumpkins, if you could actually cook them and do something with them.
Yeah, so we have cooking, and with cooking we have planting. We now have tomatoes, wheat, sugar cane, potatoes, carrots, and I actually didn't catch this when we did the reaction, but she says and more. So this isn't all we're getting. And so cooking is done via DIY recipes.
Yeah, let's not forget you've got the fruit that's on your island as well.
Yeah, we got the fruit. Also pumpkins are already available as well. So the recipes can do whatever they want with the recipes. This is where I really hope they hook into the cafe. I would love to see, like, you get, I don't know, something from Brewster, if like on every day you go to him and he's like, hey, I could use, you know, this meal because this is what we're cooking, or I could use these four, you know, potatoes for my meal today or whatever. I really would love to see that connection, and I hope they do that, because right now, as cool as it is, the two things we know that cooking does is, one, you can lay it, you can display it as a food, as furniture, not furniture.
I also wonder if you left some of the food outside for long enough, would you attract like ants and flies?
Ooh, yeah.
Like the rotten turds. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could they go rotten and like that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't, I bet you would. I don't know. That's interesting though. And we know that they also add strength to remove items and stuff like that. We saw that happen in the direct. If you eat the food. Other than that, as cool as it is, as much as I will probably do it, at some point you're going to be like, well, what am I going to do with all this food that I can?
Yeah, I've got so many meals. That's probably what you're going to use, like the next 2,600 items of storage. It's just all the meals that you need.
Make all these meals. I like it. So yeah, I hope, you know, I hope you have. We'll kind of jump to this real quick because I think this was a thought I had. We found out also that Islanders will invite you to their island or to their home, and also pop in as a surprise to your home every once in a while if you're just hanging out in there. I hope that maybe even that's something that they do, that, you know, maybe your Islanders will be like, hey, I need a baked potato. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. And so
I'm hungry,
you go,
feed me.
Yeah, exactly. So you go cook them something and then they give you furniture. I hope they do that. More interaction that way would be better than just like, here's a thing you can do if you so choose.
The ability to actually bake a cake for your Islander's birthday.
Oh, bake the cake. That's a really good one. Wow, so many Islanders are going to just be totally pissed because I'm not going to be there. I'm just going to like, they're going to be like, it'd be great if they send you this postcard. They're like, we had our birthday, and like all the Islanders are just sad. They're sitting there looking at a table with no cake because you didn't bake it. I love it.
Definitely.
I'm excited
for this next bit with the new decorating options.
Oh, go for it then. You lead into it.
I like the fact that the items that you can get from the lighting that you can get from hanging from the ceiling. I like that they've gone to the effort of making it have different shadow castings.
Mm-hmm. You pointed that out in the actual direct when we were
like writing. You can create an ambience with the lighting in the house. So I like the fact that you can either turn the lights on, turn the lights off, or you have it white or warm white, warm mm-hmm. light. So now, are you going to be able to control the different lights individually? That was one thing that they kind of showed off.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that. But also it looked like there's a lot of different furniture you can hang from the ceiling. So the ironwood furniture seemed to be like showing off that you could have like cupboards.
Yeah,
in
that shelving.
Wall mounted or like ceiling mounted, which was good.
Mm-hmm.
The next one that I really like, and I'm so happy for this, is accent walls and being able to use your own patterns. Because for anybody that is watching the video of this, you can see that the pattern here, is an actual pattern that you can have in Animal Crossing. I found it. It's not the same colors, because this looks gray and everything, but it's not. This is all like pastel pinks and stuff. But they have that same kind of pattern in Animal Crossing. The only thing they didn't have is a dark gray floor, which is like the color of my carpet. So I'm so happy that I can now make a dark gray floor, have that as the accent wall like it is in our living room, and then I'll be able to have the rest of the house, like the rest of the walls, a light gray, which is like the safe. So I could literally make my living room in Animal Crossing.
I love it. I love
it.
I'm
so happy for that. with, and I'll just point these, with like the ceiling lights.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so happy for that, which sounds really sad that I'm a 34-year-old man that's really happy for the fact I can decorate a game to look like my own living room. But I am really happy about that. That's what this game has done to me.
No, I think it's great. I think all those things are really cool too. I'm also really excited for the next thing, that bridges and inclines haven't been increased to 10. I actually changed the design of my island because I had to move things around a little bit because I needed like one more incline. And so I'm excited for that.
I'm exactly the same. I kind of like, I got to a point where I had to make a decision between where I wanted a bridge and an incline. And I was like, and so I'd like, yeah. So this adds, it's good. I like that fact. And I also like the fact we've got new fencing as well, because I think some of it kind of, you can really create some fun and interesting like garden looks for different islanders. So I've got an islander on my island. I think it's the bear that would look really good with the corrugated iron fencing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can also customize your own fence or your fences to be different colors. It didn't look like you could like special customize it to do like patterns, but the fence can be all different kinds of colors. But you must have the pro construction license to do all this. So that's going to cost Nook Mile tickets to make it happen.
Yeah. I think previously they've been around like the 2,500 Nook Mile kind of mark. So,
photographer, take the next one. You were super excited about this one.
Yeah, I was really happy for this because I didn't know if you were going to be able to see the opposite way around. So if you kind of like, because obviously Animal Crossing, we always look like 2D down, like up the island.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into this high level mode with the camera, are you going to be able to turn around and look at like your island from a different perspective rather than just looking up and forwards all the time? I'm excited for that because it's going to just make for taking really funny photos of like people. And I've got so many photos like saved in my phone camera roll in real life and on the original Switch as well. Like when we were for New Year, when I came to your island, and Noah was there and your mum was there and stuff, and I was at work, so I've got loads of photos from that because that was quite a cool thing to do. So
I have so many. I did really quick because I thought, well, let's be super helpful here. I did really quick scan to the thing. So Pro Construction License will cost you 3,000 Nook miles. Then there's some Fab Hairstyles, 1,200. The Custom Design Patterns, which you were talking about, the ability to be able to do the accent walls and all that, that's going to cost you 1,800. Let me just say all together, 6, 8, 10, 13, I'm going to say 17. I'm going to say you probably need around 20,000 Nook miles to get everything that I'm seeing here.
Oh, okay.
So
that's a fair amount. I don't know if I've got that amount. I know you might have something around that because you like chased down quite a lot, but you also bought...
Yeah, I'm close to that. Let's see. Let's see. Nope, that's all they show you. They don't show you any more than that one little scan. So, yeah, I mean, you know, if you got something like that, which if you played the game for a while, you probably do. But, man, can you imagine being new? Can you being new and coming in and being like, and seeing all this more new stuff? Like, if you've never played before, seeing all this new stuff?
You're going to be overwhelmed, which is why I kind of think that they brought the Island Life 101 to it.
Yeah, good segue. Nicely done.
So, they've brought that in for people who now the game's been around for so long. There's going to be so much you can do. You're going to see that if you're going to try and Google things or look at things on YouTube, there's going to be so much stuff that you see everybody else doing. You're going to be like, how do I get to that point? And the island, this like tips to enjoy your island has kind of like done that for them. It's kind of a bit of a, don't worry, go too fast, enjoy the game.
Also, with that said, I mean, we need to say there's a lot of people out there, like our former co-host, blowing away their island. Our Discord will help you a million different ways with bells and storing stuff, and that's great. But we can't help you with Nook Mile tickets, or Nook Miles.
No, we can't. We can only give you the tickets to travel places, so, you know.
Yeah, we can help you with Nook Mile tickets, but we can't help you with Nook Miles. So if you're blowing up your island because you want to start new, that's cool. But just realize you're gonna be in a deficit for Nook Miles. So you might want to think about that if that's part of the thing you're doing. So
if you need money, I know the Turnip Exchange really well.
Yeah, I saw on our Discord people were talking about nip prices. I was like, oh my gosh, it's back.
Back in the hustle, baby.
That's right. I thought it was
Wall Street relives.
So Sean already really talked about patterns that once were just for clothes can be used for floors, wallpapers, or even worn. That's cool. There's 11 new reactions. They kind of went through them all. This one had me super excited because I really hated this. This was like, there is now a shed and an ATM that can be placed almost, they say, anywhere on the island. And the purpose for these two things are so that you don't have to go to your house for items or to resident services to get bells. You can real quick and do it. I love it.
I can see the storage being within so many squares of your house. And I can see the ATM being within so many squares of like a utility building. So the plaza, the museum, Nook's Cranny, Abel Sisters.
Yeah. However, I'm just happy that I don't have to run into resident services and like wait for that transition now. That makes me happy. I'm all about that. I wonder if it'll just be the ATM or probably is just the ATM or if it would be more like or if it would do more than that. Like if it would be more like the full Nook Mile setup like is in resident services.
See, if they just gave us the ability to kind of take the money out from the phone, Nook phone that you have
That's what everybody always wanted.
Yeah, because you basically just have it as a credit card system. So you've got so much. You can check your balance on the phone, and you can use that wherever you want, rather than having to carry it.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, that makes the most sense. Like, I'm not gonna lie, but for some reason Nintendo didn't want to do it that way. They wanted to make this ATM that you could place somewhere. It is really funny. KK Slider.
I'm gonna say KK's back with 12 new songs, and I think SAZ was really happy because they've now got hip hop style. So,
Yeah, there's a lot of fun ones. I think I have them all. Now I don't. Thanks a lot.
I think I've got them all, and I think I slowly started putting them all up on the wall in the bedroom in the house, kind of like making a KK Slider album wall.
Yeah, that's cool. Gyroids are back! I'm excited about that.
I know. We literally kind of predicted the entire Direct.
Pretty much, yeah. We got almost all of it. So didn't predict this part though. Find gyroid fragments. This is a new mechanic for Animal Crossing. Find gyroid fragments, plant them, and water them, and the next day there'll be a full gyroid. More gyroids after rain days, and they can be customized. That's also new. They're just little. If you're like, what the heck's a gyroid? They're just little guys that make beeps and burps and chirps. That you could get sets in. They didn't talk about this in the Direct, so I don't know if it'll be different or not, but you could get sets of them in older games, and they would make like one succinct sound. They would work together to make one succinct sound. So I don't know if that's going to be a thing in this one or not,
They did show it off, that because they make all different, if you put certain ones together, they'll make music together, and then if you play music in the same room as them, they would interact with the music that's playing at the same time.
Good job. I did not notice that. I must have missed that. So yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, I'm just excited to have them back. I'll be interested to see, you know, like if you can collect them all or how that works. And if you can, well, I certainly will.
Nick the Collector is back.
That's right. Amen. Nook's Cranny, they didn't really talk much about it. Just new decor and items never seen before. They showed off an amazing machine. That was literally its name. And some items that would go with being able to put stuff on your ceiling, like fans and stuff like that. So that'll be fun. Not much there. Are you excited about this one?
Yeah, I'm really excited. There's a lot at all. The ability to place permanent ladders. Sorry, I keep them to break off because I've still got this horrible cough. The ability to build several different ladders and have them permanently set up is amazing. It almost gets rid of the fact that you don't have to have all 10 inclines anymore. Because you can just make a quick route from one place to another. So I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, and where they showed it is really cool too, right? So they showed it in a spot. It was a little cove between a lake and a stream. You weren't going to be able to get an incline in there, except unless you wanted to push it way into the hill. And then that kind of ruined the feel of what they were going for. So that's a perfect place for that ladder. You know, where the incline doesn't fit, you can throw a ladder up there. That way you don't have to always carry it with you. That's great.
This is one of the new items that is in the Nook's Cranny. So you go to the cabinet in Nook's Cranny, and it'll be listed under there. It's one of the extra cards that you can buy.
Yeah. That means this will be Bells, not Nook Mile tickets. So, or Nook Mile. I keep calling them tickets. Nook Miles.
And bells are easier to make.
Amen to that. And you can get them from people. There's a bunch of people who have millions and millions of bells. You can now walk through tight spaces, which I really like. You would always want to put your coffee table like where you would think it should be, close to your couch.
But the moment literally where I'm sat.
Yeah, exactly. But the moment you did that, you could no longer get through because it needed to be like a full space apart. And so it's like, well, that it was just super annoying. So I love the fact that you can walk through. It's still a quality of life thing, which a lot of this stuff is, actually. But I think it's great. We already talked about Islanders inviting you to their home and vice versa. And that's version 2.0 major free content update. That was 10 minutes.
It was.
That was 10 minutes of the Direct.
And they kind of dropped and said that was literally the last free piece of update you're getting. That was it.
How do you feel about that?
I to be honest, fine. The game's over 2 years old, and mm-hmm. they stuck to their promise of 2 years worth of free updates.
Mm-hmm.
So they could have said 3 years worth of free updates, and everything that they dropped that we've just talked about, they could have drip fed to us slowly over the next 12 months. They yep. didn't. They kind of, like, the last big update was well before E3, which was 4 months ago. And they haven't done anything else with the game. They've kind of left it, let people get to like the end, basically let people fall off the game. Nintendo have been really clever with this. They've let people fall off and then gone, boom, there you go, break the internet with the Animal Crossing world and make everybody come back. Because it's made us come back. It's made this podcast come back alive. So, you know,
yep.
it's kind of, it's brought everybody. I mean, the Discord has gone nuts. There hasn't been like a day where the Animal Crossing or the Dad Crossing podcast section of our the Nintendo Dad's Discord has had nothing put in it. It's just been, since the Direct, it has been nuts. So
mm-hmm.
they've done very well with it.
That's true. I don't have a problem with it. I know there are some people who are like, oh, this is it. This is all they're going to do. I did wonder if they were going to make this a more of a game of service. I really wondered if that was going to be something they were going to do and just continually feed it. But that's never been Nintendo's MO, and apparently it's not going to be now either. And that's okay. Let this game die. It takes 5 to 8 years for them to push out a new Animal Crossing. So let them be done developing content for this game, and let them, you know, start on what's going to happen for the next one. You know, that we'll get in 5 to 8 years. and so I am totally good with that. And I can't wait to see what they do with that next one. But that's not all. Oh, wait, there's more.
They did it. They totally did that. Hang on a second. We have something else for you.
Yep, pretty much. Paid content, Happy Home Designer. You go to the airport and talk to Wilbur, and he takes you to an archipelago of islands that you can help design at the Happy Home Designer Island. Managed by Lottie, by the way. Paradise Islander's Dream Vacation is what it's called. Well, let's run through some of the stuff. Just stop me if you got something, and then we'll kind of chat about what we thought about it. Is that cool?
Well, I kind of want to turn. I want to kind of turn this on its head a little bit because.
Okay. You want to talk about price first?
I do want to talk about the price
okay.
first because
go for it.
I think a lot of people are hung up on this.
Oh yeah.
The disclaimer they gave you: this, the full version of the game is required to use the DLC, and some modes and functions in this DLC may also require a paid Nintendo service. Like online membership. Now, pricing wise, this, if you want to buy it as a single standalone expansion, is $24.99. I think it's around the same price in UK for UK sterling, which isn't too bad. It's half the price of a game to get a whole new section of the game, which then also allows you to do a load of stuff in the game that you can do on this island with the DLC pack. You can do this on your own island, which we'll get into in a second. The fact that this, to do certain parts of this, you're going to need the NSO means I wouldn't buy it as a standalone pack on its own. Anybody I know has already got the NSO. Everybody I know uses Nintendo service online because they play Smash Brothers. They want to be able to play other games online, things like that. So they have that service. We know that the Nintendo Service Online Plus is coming out soon. I think it's the 29th of this month, of October. And without the releasing, obviously, the N64 stuff and the Genesis stuff, they've tied this in as part of that expansion, which is, for me, made the value of that expansion like really, really good. But there's also a price split, which I think is also really annoying for you guys in the US. So to get the expansion, so obviously which includes the DLC, N64, and the Genesis stuff, for a single person or a single user in America, it's $49.99. In the UK, it's £30. It's literally 20 for, like, if you want to look at it, it's almost in exchange, £22 cheaper, or $22 cheaper for us in the UK to have it, which I think stinks. But I think it's to do with the exchange rate of the Japanese currency. So that covers all that. For a family membership, it's £74.99 or £50. I don't think that's a bad price for everything that you get in. You're getting like $25 worth of expansion plus the access to the N64 and the Genesis and the ability to play online. When the Direct was happening, I was kind of like, I might just buy the expansion because I'm not fussed about the N64 stuff. But then it makes sense to get it all together because it's not, because I've already paid however much you pay for a year, and it's prorated, so it's not going to cost me £30 on top of what I've already paid. It's like I only have to pay for the rest of that year for that expansion, so it's only going to cost me like £15.
Yeah. So the big fuss I hear is, well, why did they throw this Animal Crossing junk in here? I don't want to pay for Animal Crossing junk. So it seems like people have the belief that if Animal Crossing DLC wasn't in there, and I think this is where Nintendo faltered. I think they would have done a great job to come out and say, listen, the DLC with the Nintendo and Genesis, and I'm going to take them at their face value because they say in multiple areas, including at the bottom of the Direct and also in the tweet that they sent later, that you're getting the Animal Crossing stuff at no additional cost. But people seem to think that the Animal Crossing DLC made their expansion price go up $25. And I think if Nintendo would have been smart at the Direct, they would have said, listen, you're getting the Nintendo and the Genesis stuff for $25 or for $50. That's what it's going to be for a single and $49.99 for a family and whatever that breaks out to for the what Sean said it broke out to for the UK. And then at the Animal Crossing Direct to make the surprise announcement that, hey, listen, we're going to add the Animal Crossing stuff in here for free. Because waiting for the Animal Crossing Direct has made everybody think, well, if I only wanted the Nintendo and Genesis stuff, I would have paid $25 less because I don't care about the Animal Crossing stuff. And I don't believe that's true. And I think they made a communications misstep by not breaking that out that way.
Yeah, so like a huge marketing mistake on the back of that. So,
yeah, if they would have said, listen, this costs this much, and then done the Animal Crossing stuff and said, it still costs this much, but we're giving you this free, I think people would have connected that better. And it would have made more sense. And I still think people think, well, they're not telling us the truth now that they waited until the Animal Crossing stuff was out. But according to them, this is at no additional cost. It was going to cost this price to get you Sega licensing and N64 licensing. Anyways, I'm sure John made a great point, and I think it's true. They are giving you the price of what it's going to cost them to drop all the games that they want to drop, not just the ones that are out now. And so they don't want to change the price midway.
You've also got to look at the Animal Crossing is a big IP for Nintendo. And they've added this in with the expansion plus. What other big online multiplayer family games have we got on the Nintendo Switch that are Nintendo IPs? Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. What's stopping them from doing a paid DLC for that, which is covered by your NSO Plus? So it might seem a lot now, but like you say, you've got more N64 titles to come, more Genesis titles to come. You've got a free DLC pack for Animal Crossing included in that price. And what's stopping them putting extra bits and pieces tied to that in the future? So Mario Kart, Splatoon, Smash Bros, if they wanted to add something, a paid DLC, because they've now used their last free character in this update. So if you want more characters, more paid DLC. Everybody's going there on that route of paid DLC to expand the games because, it makes money, it brings people back to the original games. So, the stuff that they can add to it later on, which will make the price not seem as bad.
All right, back to Happy Home Designer.
That's a negative part of all this out of the way that people get really upset about. Let's talk about the fun part.
Yeah, Happy Homestead. No, let me just say on the, well, no, let's go through it. Lottie is the manager. So you can make your Paradise Islanders dream vacation home. So basically, let's just go through this. You get Islanders that come to this Paradise Island that you can fly to via Wilbur, and they tell you that they want a specific kind of house designed. Then you get to pick one of these archipelagos, and they will be different scenes, like some might be desert or mountains or like rainforesty type thing or ice, whatever. You get to pick whichever house you think fits them and then design it to your heart's content. And it is very easy to design. You can think of Happy Home Designer. I mean, this really is Happy Home Designer, just kind of amped up and put in Animal Crossing New Horizons. And you get to put everything you want, and then you can go inside. They give you items. You're not using your items. They're giving you items to choose that you can put in there. Kind of the same way if you ever did anything with Harv's Island, where you could make the photo shoots. It's that same kind of feel, except you're doing it for Islanders, and it's built out.
I was going to say, it's Harv's Island on steroids.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, to some degree, you're totally right. And then you can also go on the outside of the house and do fences and paths and trees, and you can make it any time of day you want, any time of weather you want. It's very, very impressive what you can do.
And it's
super easy to do those things.
Yeah, that's it. The way you can lay your paths and your fences is really quick. It looks like it's very, drag and drop kind of deal. So I kind of want them that, if I could have that inside the normal game as well, I'd love that, because, you know, making a path takes a long time, especially if you then lay a couple of squares that aren't in the right place and you're going to go back and do it again later.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I would love to see this on the main island. It got really interesting for me. I was kind of like, oh, okay, it's Happy Home Designer. I'm in, I'm out. I'll do it, but I'm not like over the moon for it, right? But it got super interesting to me when they started talking about the new design techniques you could get. And those include changing the size of the home, adding partitions. So basically you can have rooms now, adding pillars, counters, and then you can add lighting and soundscape effects. So you can have, like, if you got a beach home, you can have like an ocean sound in the background.
Yeah, the one they showed off was the construction yard, wasn't it? With the construction sound.
Yeah. The gorilla guy. I can't think of his name. And this one, I won't lie. This one was, felt a little mobile-esque to me. I was like, really? You can polish your furniture now to get a secondary effect. I don't know. This one felt a little mobile to me. I'm not going to lie.
It's like for you said in the direct, this is for people that like to do, like, you know, you've got your cars. So there was garden car, there was fairy car, all the different kind of different groups of people within Animal Crossing that like to do different kinds of designing and stuff like that. And there'd be photos all over the internet. I know Bobby got big into this before he passed away, bless him. I knew he was really big into how Harvey's Island looked and like how it was designed and different angles and stuff. So I know there's people out there that are going to absolutely love this. I quite liked the aspect of, like, you could make the plants have butterflies flying around it and stuff, because I thought that was a nice touch.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. All right. See? So, yeah, different strokes.
Yeah. Not only did, like, it make certain furniture, like, glisten and shine, but the plants and stuff kind of, like, let them have butterflies flying around them. So.
Mm-hmm. And then when you're done designing an island or designing a home for an islander, you can go back to Lottie in the office and she will give you pokey currency. I have no idea where pokey currency is coming. What is, do you have any idea?
No, that's kind of like, I'm sure I'll explain it in the game. But
I actually searched it just to see, I couldn't find anything. I searched it just to see if there was pokey something in Animal Crossing that I had missed or didn't know about. I couldn't find anything. So no idea where it came from, but you get pokey currency. You can buy stuff at the Paradise store, and then the stuff you buy at the store, you can take back to the main island with you. So,
And when you take it back to the main island, you can entice the islanders on your island to basically buy an island, a vacation home, and then go and design their vacation home. So,
yep, for sure. This part kind of interested me. these two parts. One, Islanders can room together. Not so much that one. If you recommend that they room together. So two Islanders can have one paradise home. Not on your main island. Just this is all paradise home stuff. But also there are design facilities on Paradise Island. I thought this was kind of cool. They showed off a school, a restaurant, and a doctor's office that you get to design. They're just empty buildings that you get to design into a school, a doctor's office, and a restaurant. I thought that was neat. I was like, I don't know why. I thought that was cooler than just designing a home for somebody.
Yeah. I mean, the Islanders can come and use those as well. So you can, like, you know, you could have Isabel teaching everybody how to operate the computers in Nook's, like, in resident services and give off Island barcodes. If you could get people to then change, like, who gave the announcement on the morning, because they've done a little bit of schooling with Isabel, that'd be hilarious.
That would be funny. That would be real good. And then the Happy Home Network app, which is going to be a new app on your phone, not your real phone, but your island phone. You can view the homes you've designed, share your designs, and follow your favorite designers. I said, this has a feel to me of like Super Mario Maker type stuff, you know, where you could follow your favorite level designer.
Where you say not on your real phone, if you go through the NSO app, it'd be quite nice if they did this as an additional section on the NSO app.
Mm-hmm. I was actually very shocked that I really thought we might see something about that Animal Crossing app, if they would add something to that. But there was no mention of anything new on that, on the back of that. None at all. Oh.
Can use Amiibo and Amiibo cards to call particular residents to help with the design. So, you know, if you've got the Amiibo for Nook, Tom Nook, or the Nooklings, or for Isabel, you can invite them to the island to do their vacation home.
Love it. I thought this was interesting. After you've designed a certain number of homes, that's exactly what they say, you can then offer to design your Islanders' homes on your main island. So it looks like, and also we did forget to mention the design techniques you learn on Paradise Island, like being able to make partitions and pillars and counters and polish your stuff. All that you will be able to take back to your main island too and use at your home. So and all that are going to be part of the deal now.
Yeah, which is part of the DLC, which I'm glad they added, because if it was only abilities that you had on the island, I'd have been annoyed because the things, that, especially the partitions, I want to be able to, like, make a partition in, say, like, the bathroom part of my house where I can make, like, have a bath and a shower separate and make it look like different things. It was stuff that I thought was missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with that. So that is the paid DLC. So overall, what's your thoughts, Sean?
Like I said at the start of this, I'm really excited. There's so much different stuff to do. So you've got all the part of the free update. So like the cameras, the different building options, all the different, there's just so much to collect, the whole farming side of it. There's so much to do if you don't want the DLC, but with the DLC as well, it's like a whole new game to play.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really excited. I will admit what I was going to say in the beginning of this, the paid DLC part. I'm not over the moon about the paid DLC, really, because home design isn't something that I do a ton of. I like the terraforming collecting part of Animal Crossing more. Will I do it? Yeah, for sure I will. but it's not like, it's not the stuff that I was like super excited for. I'm actually probably more excited for the DLC, or for the content that's free. Quite honestly, that's probably the stuff that got me the most pumped and hyped. But I think they did a good job. I think they answered a lot of the community's requests. There's not a lot left to be done.
The only thing that was missing was batch crafting. If they'd have dropped batch crafting
that's
as well,
true. Yeah,
everybody would have gone nuts.
Yep. Yeah. I think I hope there are some things left unsaid that we'll learn later on or when we start playing. For instance, like we were talking about with, you know, how are they going to use this cooking? What are you going to do at Brewster's? I hope there's a little bit more depth to some of that stuff than what they showed off. If not, I'll be a little bummed about that. But yeah, other than that, I mean, it was a banger direct. It couldn't ask for much more. They didn't slow down. There was just thing after thing after thing.
Yeah, and even at the end of it, where they dropped the new Amiibo cards that are coming out. So there's series six with 48 different cards that are releasing. You know, everyone's really excited for them. And for whatever reason, I think was it Marty got really excited about the big blue guy, Wardle.
Yeah, I meant to look him up. I don't know if he is a throwback.
I don't know if it's throwback or is it just because he's just big, blue, and chunky that people seem to really like him.
Well, actually, I didn't know his name until I looked at it a second time. And then at the very end, almost the last screen, they're sitting and staring out. So I just went to Animal Crossing fandom. Wardle is an upcoming special NPC coming to Animal Crossing New Horizons Happy Home Designer. So no, he is absolutely brand new.
Brand new.
So at the very end, you're sitting on a rock and Wardle's right there, and he says something, and his name tag is in the dialogue, and that's the first time I had seen his name, and I was like, oh cool, I know his name, because I didn't know it until then. So that's fun. So yeah, new character.
Yep. And so, and it's like I said at the beginning of this, like I'm really excited because this means that we've got to re-release Dark Crossing basically. So you're not going to see many changes with the format of this podcast and how we do things. There's hopefully going to be a video side of it for YouTube. So if you like to listen to us or watch on YouTube, there's now going to be like the video side of that. That's going to be there this time, just because we seem to, over the last year of us making podcasts and stuff like that, we seem to have got a better ability to record, and we're a bit more streamlined than we used to be. You are going to see the return of Dad Corner. We haven't put it in this episode because there was just so much to go through with the direct that we didn't think it was going to be.
But wait, I have one question. One dad question. Okay, just real quick. Are you guys dressing up for Halloween?
I'm unfortunately working for Halloween, but yes, I would have been dressing up. So
what are the kids dressing up as?
Logan's gone through so much stuff of like, he wanted to be Pikachu.
Of course. Yeah. That's how I was.
He wanted to be a ghost. He wanted to be Ash, but he settled that he's going to dress up as a skeleton.
Cool.
And he's using, for people that do this, which is that skull that's hanging there is actually a mask.
Oh, okay, okay.
And that's the mask he wants to wear. That's my skeleton mask. So
nice. He's getting the top quality. Good deal. We are the Scooby-Doo gang. I am in need of a haircut. But
so you've gone for Shaggy.
Yes, I have not cut my hair this month because I'm Shaggy. And Noah has like a Scooby costume. We found bits and pieces for Daphne for my daughter Ariel, and my wife is Velma. So
jinkies.
There you have it.
Hayes. I mean, Halloween's a big thing in that. Our Halloween decorations have been up since the 1st of October.
I know, your door looks awesome with the caution tape all over it.
So I'm pretty bummed that I can't. Because it's also my niece's birthday. She's a Halloween baby.
Oh, cool.
So I'm pretty bummed that I missed it this year. But yeah, I'm going to work until 8 p.m. So I'll miss everything, unfortunately.
Bummer.
But you will see a return of the Dad Topic. So if you guys out there that do listen to us have got any questions, like how do we deal with certain aspects of parenting, or even if just like a whole bloke topic, we've touched on mental health a couple of times. This is a nice safe place for you guys to come and talk to us. Anything you do say, obviously, it'll be anonymous unless you want to be named and kind of like so people know that they can get in touch with you if you need to chat and stuff. So, yeah. The next episode's going to run during mine and Nick's Extra Life segment, which is the 5th of November. It's running 6 a.m. till 6 p.m.
6 a.m. till 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Yep.
And we don't know when yet. We'll try to get a schedule when we get closer. It also somewhat depends on Nintendo if they're going to drop this DLC at midnight on the 5th or if they're going to wait until sometime that's going to just make it more difficult. So yeah. But sometime during that time, we will have a Dead Crossing.
Definitely. So I think that basically sums up the 34th episode of Dead Crossing.
Right.
Or the first episode of version 2.
Yes, I like it. Version 2. Dead Crossing version 2. That's great. That's the title.
So I'll take us out. Dead Crossing, as always, is part of the Nintendo family of podcasts. You can find Nintendo Dad's content wherever podcasts can be found. If you have any questions or comments, you can reach out to us on Twitter at NDadCrossing. We want to give the Nintendo Dads a massive thanks, as always, for letting this craziness happen. So from myself and Nick, we hope your island is sunny and your villagers are happy.
See you later, guys.
University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.